quote, "I am doomed to stay at home. What I lose hereby, your grace can certainly realize. It is indeed sad always to be a slave, yet providence decrees it so. I am a poor creature," unquote. Well, yuck. This sounds like someone primed for a major job change. And providence did indeed intercede, rather sooner and more forcefully than Haydn might ever have expected or wanted. On February 25th, 1790, Prince Nicholas's wife, Princess Maria Elizabeth, died. The prince was distraught, inconsolable. Unable to recover from his loss, Prince Nicholas Esterhazy, Haydn's employer and patron for 28 years, followed his wife to the grave 7 months later, on September 28, 1790, becoming, for all eternity, Prince Nicholas the Dead. Nicholas was succeeded by his son, Prince Anton, who didn't give a rat's rump for music. One of Anton Esterhazy's first acts as prince was to dismiss almost all the musicians his father had hired. Haydn was granted a 1,400 florin annual salary, and though he was not among those musicians dismissed by Prince Anton, it was made clear that he was free to leave or stay as he wished. Was Haydn unhappy about all this? Was Haydn stricken with grief and left wondering, what to do, what to do? Wherever shall I go? As God is my witness, I will never work in a court again. Right, look, after a brief period of mourning, we can see the old boy doing flying high fives all around the castle, perhaps jumping into some splits, doing the moonwalk, hitting the turf for some one-handed push-ups. God has heard my pleas from the wilderness. I am free at last, free at last. Thank God, I'm out of here. Apparently, Haydn left Esterhazy so fast that his shadow was left behind, along with most of his belongings. He took an apartment in Vienna where instantly, my friends, the offers began to pour in. Haydn was hot. He was cooking, and everyone who was anyone in late 18th century music wanted a piece of him. Offer number one, Prince Anton Grassalkowicz wanted Haydn to become master of music at his court in Pressburg. No, thank you very much. Court job, been there, done that. Offer number two, King Ferdinand IV of Naples urgently requested Haydn's presence in his court. Southern Italy, the home of opera, Italian women, great wine, non è male, not bad. I'll think about that one. Offer number three, the kicker. Out of the blue, a knock on Haydn's door, a stranger introduced himself with these simple, straightforward words spoken in German. I am Solomon of London and have come to fetch you. Tomorrow we will arrange a contract. Well, my friends, that was the ticket. The deal Haydn and Solomon worked out the next day was a sweet one, a very sweet one indeed for our newly liberated composer. Haydn would travel to London, where he was to live and work for a year or two. For starters, he would receive £300 for composing a new opera, an opera that would be produced at the King's Theater. Haydn was to receive another £300 to compose six symphonies and an additional £200 for the copyright to them. In addition to that, Haydn was to receive another £200 to write 20 smaller works to be performed by him at 20 concerts, and he was guaranteed another £200 for performing at a benefit concert to benefit, obviously, Haydn himself. Are we getting all of this down? As a down payment against these earnings, Solomon paid Haydn 5,000 florins on the spot. This down payment alone being equal to 6.5 years of his salary at Esterhazy under Prince Nicholas the Tightwad. I told you this was a sweet deal. Many of Haydn's friends feared for his health. He was, after all, 58 years old and had never traveled anywhere further than Esterhazy. Haydn, however, was thrilled at the prospect of his most excellent adventure. So when Mozart said to him, "Oh, Papa, you have no education for the wide world and you speak so few languages," Haydn could confidently answer, "But my language is understood all over the world." When we return, Haydn in London. Thank you.